brutal primitive pogrom seems to be going on against gay men in Chechnya. Hundreds of men have been arrested, disappeared, simply because they are gay. Human rights organizations have confirmed that approximately 200 men have been detained by Chechen authorities in a network of unofficial torture prisons. Meanwhile, Chechen officials are denying such reports in a curious way. A spokesperson for the leader of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, responded to allegations by saying you cannot arrest or repress people who just don't exist in the republic. Tanya Lakshina is the Russia Program Director for Human Rights Watch. She's interviewed dozens of detainees. Advocates are trying to protect people who couldn't be more isolated and vulnerable right now.
In Chechnya, in Russia's northern Caucasus, homophobia is extremely intense and rampant. And LGBT people are in danger not only of persecution by the authorities, but also falling victim to honor killings by their own relatives for supposedly tarnishing family honor.
How did this emerge, these specific detentions, reports of torture and disappearances, which seems to be a pattern of extreme brutality? How did these reports emerge?
Just to make it clear, John, over the years, we've been dealing with quite a few cases where LGBT people had to flee Chechnya because their relatives somehow found out about their sexual orientation and they were getting death threats and they were in a very dire situation and they simply needed to escape, not only from Chechnya itself, but from Russia as a whole because they could not be safe in Russia. And gay people in Chechnya, for them, coming out of the closet is not an option. They cannot talk to anyone about their sexual orientation. Their families naturally wouldn't know. No one would know. So the issue itself is not new to us. As regards what's happening right now, it's a particularly brutal, aggressive campaign, clearly sanctioned by local authorities, which I would actually describe as an anti-gay purge. In recent weeks, there was a wave of detention of gay men across Chechnya. From what we know, about 200 gay people were detained, and they were dragged off to unofficial centers for detention, secret prisons for all the practical purposes. And there they were tortured, and there are torturers who were members of law enforcement and security agencies under control of Ramzan Kadyrov, who's been running Chechnya with the blessing of the Kremlin for the past 10 years. So when they torture their victims, they force their victims to provide more names and contact details of other gay people that they know. And naturally, when those people are being tortured, it's not like have an option. They give more names. And then, of course, the torturers, they also go through their cell phones and look through their contacts and look through their chats. So that's how dozens and dozens of people were rounded up. At least three of those individuals died as a result.
The latest purge began with the exploration of chat rooms and dating apps, or is this a tactic that's been going on for a while, and the scale of this purge has just emerged recently?
Well, from what we knew, this wave of detentions began in early March and then sort of faded by mid-March. Then during the last week of March, first week of April, a new, more brutal wave took place. So when I'm talking about close to 200 people, I mean that entire time period. Now, as regards to why it's happening right now, I mean, frankly, one could only speculate. Mr. Kadyrov is known for his purges. That's the way he supposedly protects Chechen traditions and the quote-unquote honor of the Chechen people.
Kadyrov referenced that specifically in a bizarre response to these allegations by saying you can't arrest or repress people who don't exist in the republic. Anyone who hears that, who's a member of the LGBTQ community, I mean, that's a death sentence right there, just to even say these people don't exist.
Well, Kadyrov's press secretary, when he commented on the first allegations, actually said, well, these allegations are not true because there are no gay people in Chechnya. And then he indicated, well, rather cynically, and even if there were gay people in Chechnya, their relatives would have sent them to that place from which there is no return. And frankly, we are talking about a region where honor killings are still exercised, and such statements from local officials, they effectively incite honor killings.
If a family wanted instead to get those people out of the country, do gays have the option of asking for asylum or getting the message out to leave?
Let's put it this way. The most dangerous place for these people, and many of the victims have been released by now, is, of course, Chechnya. But even when they flee to different parts of Russia, they are not safe. The Russian authorities are not doing anything to protect them. And those who are after them, be they Chechen security officials or, sadly, their own relatives, can easily come and get them. And this is an issue that we've been raising with a range of Western governments. They have to call on their Russian interlocutors, urging them to take practical measures to stop that anti-gay campaign and to state publicly that the Russian government is committed to protecting gay people in Chechnya and won't tolerate violence against them. I mean, these are Russia's international obligations. It's Russia's duty to protect them. But at the same time, knowing what we know, Western governments should do whatever they can to assist LGBT people in imminent danger to leave Chechnya and find safe sanctuary abroad. This is really important. These people are not safe in Russia. They need protection.
Tanya Lakshina is the Russia Program Director for Human Rights Watch in Moscow. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.